Though she's traveled the country speaking about Trayvon Martin's death, Sabrina Fulton is still moved to tears when she describes the sight of her 17-year-old son in a coffin, knowing that she will never see the day when he graduates from high school, goes to college, gets married, or even votes. But she says her mission now is to save somebody else's child. She hopes to accomplish that by coming to places like Utah to start conversations about racism. Fulton said what happened to her son many miles away in Sanford, Florida, should make Utahns uncomfortable.
The conversations that we have, yes, they're uncomfortable, but we need to discuss them. We need to talk about them. Because don't think for one second that racial profiling does not happen. Don't think even in your community here in Salt Lake City that it does not happen. Racism is still alive. Injustice is still alive.
Among the hundreds who attended the event was LaVon DeWhite of Layton. DeWhite says she's looking to Fulton for guidance on how to start a dialogue about race and to work for change. She says many people in Utah and around the country fear what they don't know.
It's real life racial profiling happening. I've experienced and I just wish the conversation would happen and we would put some action behind it.
DeWhite plans to get involved in the Trayvon Martin Foundation and to take part in an upcoming Martin Luther King Day march in Salt Lake City. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.